The Bible. The Bible. The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Welcome to Exploring the Word. Alex and Bert with you today. We're thankful for you joining us. It's been a very difficult day in the United States, especially to our listeners in the Dallas, Texas area. And Alex, I know you and I have both been praying and asking God to give grace to some officers there in Dallas who have given their lives in service to the people there. So it is a day. It's similar to a day of mourning, isn't it?
Well, it is, absolutely. I mean, the tragedy in Dallas, and, you know, news continues to unfold. Tragically, five officers killed, and as I'm sure most people have heard, the suspect has been identified and was taken out by an explosive device. We think we're going to have a very special guest here in just a little bit.
We do. We do. We're doing that. Let me share this with before we go. All five of the officers' names have not been released, but three of them have. And if we hear about it, Fred Jackson is going to try to text me the names of the other two. But we want to pray for the family of Brent Thompson, Michael Kroll, Patrick Zarimapa. It's hard to say that, but all three of these officers were killed in the line of duty. We're praying for them, praying for all the officers that were injured. Seven officers injured, two citizens. So we are praying for them, and I wanted to make sure we do that and pray for them. And Alex, take it away and introduce our guest today.
Yes, absolutely. And do we have the guest on the line?
Yes, we do.
Well, we're going to pray, and folks, wherever you're listening, I do hope that you're lifting up those bereaved folks in Texas in your prayers, and we wanted to get some insight on this and some wisdom, and I'm very honored to have on the program from my home state of North Carolina the sheriff of the largest county in North Carolina, Guilford County, one of the top law enforcement officials in my home state of North Carolina, really a revered figure where I come from, Sheriff B.J. Barnes, and his jurisdiction is over 650 square miles, nearly 500,000 citizens, and while he's been the sheriff here, crime has gone down 46%, and he's nominated awards, revered. He's done media nationally and locally, but we wanted to have him on. And Sheriff Barnes, I want to thank you for making time to be with us on the American Family Radio Network.
Okay.
Are you with us?
Yeah, there he goes. Go ahead, there Sheriff Barnes.
Yes. I need to correct you. I'm the third largest county in the state, not the largest.
Really? Okay. Well, I thought Guilford was the largest, but we know it's an important one, and we thank you for being on. And I just want to say on behalf of listeners everywhere how our heart breaks, and for you and your brothers in law enforcement, we appreciate you, and we are so sorry for the loss that the Texas law enforcement has suffered in the last 24 hours.
You know, Reverend, every morning when a law enforcement officer gets up and gets ready to go to work, and they put on that gun and that badge, they write a blank check. They hope that check won't be cashed. In other words, they hope they don't lose their life, but they're prepared to give it. And I'm sure these officers, when they went out, when they started their shift, did not have any idea what was going to happen. And I appreciate your prayers, as is all law enforcement, and prayers are always a very good thing. But this is something that is, that, to be honest with you, they and our military, for example, our firemen, all our public safety folks, we sign on for it. And it's a very special person, I believe, that will do that. And I'm not saying that because I am one. I don't think I'm special, but I think they're very special. I've got 660 of the best men and women in law enforcement that work for me.
Mm-hmm. Sheriff Barnes, this is Bert Harper. I co-host with Alex, and here's what I saw last night, and I know you was talking about the mentality of these men and women. while others were running away from the gunshots, they were running toward those gunshots. There's got to be something within each one of those of bravery. Many of them are believers in Christ, and we praise God for that, but some of them are just good citizens that are willing to serve. But we saw that again last night, Sheriff, and that happens, doesn't it, quite often. They have to go in where everybody else is vacating. They go in to occupy, don't they?
You know, one of the things that I do on my agency is that I tell the folks there's rules they have to follow and when they come on board. But one of the rules that I can't make them follow, actually, there's three things. First thing in your life should be your God. Hopefully you believe. I tell them if you don't, I personally think you're the lesser for it, because I can't make them do that. The government won't let me. The second thing should be your family, and the third thing should be your job. A real law enforcement officer takes that attitude, has that to help and guide him. Many of my officers have God as their co-pilot, and I think that's very, very important.
Sheriff Barnes, Alex McFarland here. Let me ask you this. Nationally, across state lines, are the agencies and the, I know there's the Sheriff's Association and the law enforcement agencies. Is there communication and talk going on about how we can rein in all this violence in our nation and what moving forward, not only the law enforcement professionals like yourself, but we citizens, what can we do to see the violence subdued and restrained in our country?
The citizens need to speak out. The first thing that that we need to do is we need to start taking our country back again. I personally think this country started going to heck in a handbasket whenever we did away with the draft and prayer in school. I think that that would be a great start as far as that goes. It was taking responsibility and accountability for your actions. Too many of the things that occur today in the world are trying to be excused by those who want to use some kind of excuse for why they did their thing or did what they did or whatever. And we're not punishing people like used to be, as far as within the court systems, within the prison systems, or anything along those lines. We also have the issue, to be quite frank with you, is that law enforcement, just as you heard the chief in Dallas say, is unappreciated. And one thing that every citizen do, if they didn't do anything else, if they did this, it would mean a world to law enforcement. Is when you see a law enforcement officer or a military person, thank them for their service. That means the world. It lets us know that people out there do care and appreciate what we're doing, because there's so many out there that get the attention that don't.
Wow. And you know, God bless you for saying that. And, you know, listeners everywhere, we are heard across the nation and around the world via the internet. Bert and I have said this, and we concur. We need to thank these peace officers that put their life on the line. They do it because they care about this country, and so we hear you, brother. And I do want to say, and I know we speak for hundreds of thousands of people listening. We appreciate you, and please know that within the church there are millions of people praying. There are millions of citizens grateful, and for keeping order and laying your lives on the line to do it. We say thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sheriff Barnes, thank you for being with us. And one last thing. I think I picked this up, but I want you to express it, if you would, right before you leave. What you tell your officers when they come on about getting right with God, their family, and their jobs. Sounds like that is a good prayer request for police officers as well. That sounds like it, does it?
It is that. There's no doubt.
Well, brother, I want to pray for you. Before we go, Alex, you may have another question, but I was wanting to pray for the sheriff specifically before we go. But you may have another question before I do that, brother.
Well, Sheriff, you know, we just hate to see things like in Dallas for any citizens to die, and especially law enforcement officers to be taken out by an assassin. I mean, this is just heinous. What do you say to people that are afraid to go to the ball game or go out in public places. I mean, because I get this. We get correspondence from people, and they're worried, you know, should I take my kid out to the mall? Should my family go out in public places? Just give us a word about order and safety in this country moving forward.
Just be watchful and report anything that you see. Whenever we change our lives and change the way that we do things, then the evil wins, and that's not what we want. What we want to happen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sheriff, it is an honor to have you on, and I want to lead in prayer for you, and we're going to take the next segment. We got different ones coming in praying, but we're praying for our officers all across, and there's a lot of churches that do this consistently. I want you to know that, Sheriff. I pastored, and just quite often on Wednesday and even on Sunday, we took time out to pray for those first responders, and you guys are involved in that, and we do appreciate that. But I want to lead us in prayer.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you for Sheriff Barnes and him taking time to talk with us and let us know a little bit of what it's like to put that uniform on and put that badge on each day. I pray that you might bless him, bless those men and women who are serving their county under him, and I pray that you might bless them, and I pray for those three things, that they would be right with God, that you would let their families be a priority and let them go home to them every day, protect them, Father. And then, Father, I pray that they would be vigilant and alert in their job. And I pray we who are citizens would show appreciation, not just by respect, but, Father, by prayer. This is our desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Sheriff, thank you so much. God bless you.
Alex, I want to read a scripture. This is Exploring the Word, and we've got about 2 minutes before we go to break. Of course, it's Romans 13. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you'll have praise from the same. Now here it is, verse 4. Mm-hmm. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. So, yes, listen, there we heard the policeman, chief of police, may have been the mayor, saying 99% of the police officers, they're trying to do their job well, and we need to pray for them. Yes, there's going to be some bad apples in the barrel. Alex, have you known any preachers that went the wrong way?
Oh, my goodness. In any vocation, I mean, when you have human beings involved, there's going to be, like you say, some bad apples. But, you know, it's been my privilege to know law enforcement officials across this nation. And, you know, 99.999% of the time, they are great Americans who have one job, and that's to protect the citizens and keep the peace. And we applaud them.
We do. You're listening to, I would call it a special edition of Exploring the Word. We're taking time out today to pay honor and pray for those officers that protect us day by day. And so we'll be back right after the break with more. Don't go away.
People should go to the bathroom where they want to go to the bathroom.
And ISIS is not on the run, it's on the rise.
We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
The signs of America's cultural decay are everywhere. We desperately need a revival-driven change to restore spiritual and political wisdom. With your help, the American Family Association is making a difference. AFR stations have launched or are launching in 8 more cities with the potential to reach 2.5 million new listeners. A second project is the feature-length documentary, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. The American Family Studios project is currently in production. AFA has already spent over $500,000 on these projects. Your gift toward offsetting costs means the voice of Christian America will be expanded.
This man was not on a watch list.
Goodbye, First Amendment.
The nation in trouble.
Pray today and be listening Tuesday, July 12th for more information, because America cannot wait.
This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein discusses how terrorism affects families and parents in Israel.
By now, you're probably familiar with the wave of terror attacks we are enduring here in the Holy Land. As a proud mother of three with one more on the way, terror affects me in a very profound way. The terrorists are targeting smaller cities throughout Israel. These cities are typically quiet and family-friendly. They are not in the West Bank or near the Gaza Strip or close to the border. These are central Israel cities with parks and schools on every street. That is specifically where the terrorists are going, in order to demonstrate to the people of Israel that no one is safe. This frightens us all, but I think especially mothers. Every day when I drop off my 3-year-old daughter at her kindergarten, the gates at her kindergarten are locked tight. There have been heated discussions in Israel if we should send our children to school at all when there is a terror threat this severe. My second grader came home the other day and told me that the school was put on lockdown due to suspected terrorists outside. Imagine what this is like for a mother, that their kids are exposed to the knowledge that there are terrorists that want to kill them simply because they're Jewish. But this is the reality in Israel. And that's the terrorists' ultimate goal, that every single person in Israel should live in fear. But with God's help and the support of our Christian and Jewish friends everywhere, terror will not win.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. To receive Yael's Corner each week via email and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.org. That's holylandmoments.org.
Now back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert. You're listening to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk. AFR Talk. AFR Talk.
Let the power of your words dwell in richly, changing the ways that I see. Fill me with otherly wisdom, plant me deep like a tree by the stream.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Alex and Bert with you today. And as a pastor, I don't know of anything that encouraged me any more than to hear people pray for me. I know when President Bush, George Bush, was president, and so many people would come up to him and say how they were praying for him. And so praying for people mean a lot to us. And Alex, you know what it is for half people. I've got a prayer, people that pray for me. And
sure.
But these officers are ministers. And I thought we would use this second segment as some prayer time. You know, we explore in the Word. We stay with the Word. We do our best to do that each day. But sometimes some things happen, and we need to turn our attention to those. And these officers dying in Dallas, it's enough to get our attention and to seek God and to pray. So I've asked our director of radio, and he also sometimes, he's co-host of Exploring the Word, Jim Stanley, with us. Jim, welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me in this afternoon.
Well seriously.
It's an honor to have you on, brother.
It is. Jim is a brother in Christ, and we've prayed for each other. And when we go somewhere, a lot of times to cover, like Watchmen on the Wall, we're there together. And gotten to know one another real well, and I consider him just a brother in Christ. And
amen.
Alex, I really did want him to come and pray, but I know you would like to say something about that, and then we're going to ask Jim to just pray.
Mm. Well, you know, this really is special. Jim Stanley is a broadcasting professional, but he is a dear brother in Christ. He's a preacher and a minister in his own right, but somebody for whom we just have immeasurable respect, I'll tell you that.
Let me just give you something. He is supplied in the pulpit for me, and two or three said, hey, we could have him back.
Amen.
So he can deliver the word as well. But, Jim, it is, you know what it is. You're very conscious of law enforcement, and yes, part of – I'm not saying you've never done that, but I know how close it is to you.
Yeah.
And we appreciate them as ministers –
like the Word of God says.
And, you know, like you guys have said, and as we said earlier, and even as Robert Jeffress mentioned, that the police are agents of God, you know. Mm-hmm. So in thinking about that, I thought about one of the prayers of Paul from 1 Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians, 1:11, where it says, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith."
Wow. Mm.
And so with that in mind, let's pray. Father God, we are thankful that men and women still feel the call to serve their community through law enforcement. Father, we know that there is a decline in that. We know part of the reason for the decline in that is because they don't feel safe anymore. And Father, when we have people who are calling for their demise on social media, we can understand that fear. When we have officers that are filling their fuel tanks of their squad car and they get shot by the fuel pump, we can understand that fear. But Father, we are so grateful that because of their service, we don't have as much fear because we know they're there. We know that they're willing to stand between us and the enemies that might come against us. And Father, I pray especially today for the officers in Dallas, for the officers in Baton Rouge, for the officers in Minnesota, for the officers in Tupelo, for the officers in Baltimore. Father, there are officers all over this country that are walking a tightrope today, and they feel an extra level of caution in any stop they might make, because they know these calls for their demise have been put out on social media. Lord, I would ask that you would touch the heart of those people who are calling for hurt and murder against our police force. I ask that you would change their hearts. Father, even as we talked about earlier today, that you would bring our country to repentance, that you would use this horrific act in Dallas, Texas, to bring people back to you, that you would remind us that you are our purpose, that you are the reason that we do what we should do, and help us to reach that you would bring us to repentance, that you would bring us to restoration, and that you would bring us to changed hearts that lead to revival. Because, Father, once our hearts are changed, we'll have a changed country.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who the resident is in the White House, because you didn't put a political stance on your promise in the Scripture that if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then, oh, Father, there's that then will you hear from heaven. Then will you heal our land. And Father, I believe that this would be part of that healing, to change the hearts of people across this country and turn them back to you, to bring them out of the deception that they may be walking in, and may the scales fall from their eyes, and that they see Christ as the Savior they need. So Father, today, for the officers' families who lost their loved ones last night, we ask that you embrace those families.
Yes.
And that you would send the Spirit of your presence among them by your Holy Spirit, and give them peace, and give them comfort, and give them love. And Father, today we weep with those who weep, but we know that we have a comforter. We know that we have a hope. And we know that that hope lies in you. So, Father, with these things in mind, we ask that you would protect the officers that are in service today and through the weekend as tensions are heightened. We do ask that you would protect them, that you would set your heavenly host around them and guard them, because we know that you are able. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jim, right before you go, we have radio listeners
in
the Dallas area.
Yes, sir, we do.
It's KTXG 90.5.
Yes, sir.
They're listening today. And
they
we
are.
Especially get right in a few moments, we're going to open up the phone lines, and we'd love to hear from some of them, that are out there and what the feelings they have.
It would
be great to hear from them, don't you think?
Amen. And let me tell you, folks, if you are looking for a way to serve your Dallas area, I urge you to contact your church and see what they're doing. I urge you to contact the Salvation Army if your church may not be participating in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something that very few radio broadcasters will ever do. But there is an alternate station in the Dallas area, and it's KLTY. And they have projects planned throughout the weekend to serve the community. So get in touch with Robert Jeffress Church, which is First Baptist of Dallas. They have some things planned. And if nothing else works out for you, reach out to KLTY and see how you can help them serve the community.
We're part of the kingdom work.
We are.
More important than our station is the kingdom.
Amen.
And we believe that, and we try to practice that. And, Jim, thank you, brother.
All right, man. Glad to be here.
Jim, sir. I got to say that was one of the most beautiful prayers I've ever heard. And we need to pray. And, it might sound easy and trite to say, but we're very serious. I did a media interview earlier today, and I would urge Christians everywhere to pray that the Holy Spirit of God would not only comfort, but that the Spirit would restrain evil.
Mm. Amen.
We need to pray that God would subdue violence and evil in our country.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Amen. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks guys. Appreciate you letting me step in.
I know you got plenty to do before you go home, but appreciate it.
God bless.
Okay, Alex, we have someone else with. I just felt compelled to make this time a time of prayer. And one of the friends we have here, you know him as well. Matter of fact, he's 2 hours right before we come on Vocal Point. One of the producers is Rob Gardner. He runs the board and tries to keep Brian and Jeff straight. That's quite a task.
That is a task.
But Rob Gardner, who is, I call him a dear friend. I hope he would be mutual on that. I just think the world of him. I feel like he is a fellow servant of the Lord. He's a minister himself and does a lot of things. And I've asked Rob to come in and pray. Rob, let me just set this up this way. You appreciate him because of one of your hobbies a lot. You're a motorcycle guy.
That's right.
And it's a ministry with you.
Right, it is. It is. I'm actually ordained through a motorcycle church, ministry church.
And a lot of things you guys do is for communities and helping people. And so police officers keeping those roads safe is vital to a person riding that motorcycle, isn't it?
It's amazing. We depend so much on the Mississippi Highway Patrol when we do rides through Mississippi, Tennessee State Troopers, Alabama State Troopers. When we ride through these areas for organized rides, they'll go with us and make the way for us. And that's what I want to do today is go to the Lord so he will make a way for them.
Amen. Alex, it's good to have Rob on, brother.
Well, it is. And, hey, we are motorcycle buddies.
That's right.
But I know there are so many people throughout America with the Christian Motorcyclists Associations and the biker churches that they're leading a lot of people to Christ, and I know you're one of them, brother. So we applaud what you do. And again, we want to say, as Sheriff Barnes mentioned at the top of the hour, we need to thank our law enforcement officials. We really, really do, because they are servants. Bert, you read from Romans chapter 13. And, the word minister is really, in the original language, the word servant.
It is.
And
just like deacon. Deacons is servant as well.
Now, let me tell you, folks, some people in the country that are ministers of the gospel. It's not hard to understand a preacher being a minister of the gospel. But you know what? Judges. I've known a lot of district attorneys that are Christians. I've known judges that are Christians. I know many, many law enforcement people that are Christians. And look, It'd be nice if everybody would just wake up at about age 7 or 8 and turn to Jesus. But sometimes people begin to think about their soul, and they begin to think about God when they're staring at a judge in a courtroom.
Amen.
And, you know, when a legal official or a policeman enforces the law and it causes people to think about the law of God, they are ministers. They really are, aren't they?
They are. Well said. One last thing, and then I do. We got to have time for Rob to pray. Rob, you're one of those who's talking about come to Christ late.
I did. I was 51.
51. So we really? Got folks out there that are wives whose husbands are not saved
That's
yet,
right.
And wives of husbands who are not saved yet. You still keep on praying, right?
Hey, you've got to keep on. My daughter, I always say my daughter sort of prayed me into heaven, you know. She kept showing me the light, and I knew who God was and fully believed in Jesus, but I didn't have Jesus living in my heart.
Amen. Well, now that you've got a direct connection, amen, brother?
Amen.
Not just through your daughter,
yeah.
But a direct
connection.
Would you mind lifting these officers up, Rob?
I surely will. Thank you for this opportunity. Father, we come to you, Lord God. We just sit here and Lord, the words, Lord, our hearts are broken. These men, these officers have stood on the front line for us, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect others, to protect us. Father, every officer out there in the nation, we lift up. We pray that you'll wrap your arms of protection around them, the veil of protection over them, the hedge of protection around them. Father, we just pray your mighty hand will be on them. Keep them safe, Father, for they're there to serve, and they know the risk. Father, they understand what they're doing. Lord, we just pray your blessings upon them and their families. Father, this is a heart condition. This country is facing a delinquent heart, a heart that's far from you, a heart that knows killing above your love, mercy, and grace. Father, we just pray that one heart at a time, you will touch the people that are so hardened, that are so broken. Father, it's a brokenness issue. This country is broken. Lord, we just ask that you bring us to our knees. Father, we ask that you put us in sackcloth and give us ashes to throw over our heads. Father, we're so deprived. Father, we ask that you come upon our nation with your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you just bring us back to a great awakening, that you bring us to you, Father.
Amen. Yes.
Father, our heart hurts. Father, we just ask that you turn us and bring us closer to you. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, brother. You're listening to Exploring the Word. We're going to take your phone calls, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We'd love, really, to hear from the Dallas area if you're listening today.
Do good things get in the way of praying? All of our to-do lists are filled with good things. Church, family outing, Bible studies, volunteering, and on it goes. The truth is that the items I schedule are the most likely ones we get accomplished, while the many things I'd like to do but don't schedule represent a mixed bag of results. Try this for a week and see how it goes. Set the alarm on your phone and pray in unity with other believers at 7:14 a.m. and 7:14 p.m. and implore God to bring revival to our land that is in desperate need of healing. like the World War II generation, which is often referred to as the greatest generation, for having stepped into the gap when our country needed them. It is time for our present generation to gather on our knees to pray and seek His face. At 7:14 a.m. and 7:14 p.m., pray for revival. I'm Bob Varenplatz, president of the Family Leader for OneCry.com.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham.
I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies. We're asking Christians to vote for candidates that stand for biblical principles and biblical moral values and engage in your community by living and sharing your faith.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham.
And I'm going to be sharing the gospel.
You'll find rally dates and locations, plus information on how you can be involved at DecisionAmericaTour.com.
Now is the time to take a stand.
Reaching the unreached of Asia. That remains the focus of all we do at Gospel for Asia.
Half of the world have never seen one page of the Bible. How much more stuff do you need? How much more studies do you need before you understand there is a world out there that never heard Christ's name?
Develop a mission mentality and receive biblical encouragement from K.P. Yohannan on The Road to Reality.
Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central on AFR Talk.
More than a million believers have signed the pledge to boycott Target, and we urge you to join them. The American Family Association opposes the policy of Target allowing transgenders into the bathroom of their choice. Here's AFA President Tim Wildman.
There's a reason why we've had male and female separation in restrooms and fitting rooms for all of mankind's history.
A policy which allows men into women's restrooms and fitting rooms is not right, nor is it safe.
I just can't see corporate executives at Target or anywhere else sitting around a table going, you know, guys, I think we need to open up our women's restrooms for men.
Visit AFA.net to learn more and sign the pledge to boycott Target. Don't spend your money at Target until they stop putting our family members at risk with this dangerous, politically correct policy.
Protect your wives, daughters, your sisters, your moms. Don't shop at Target. Let them know.
That's AFA.net.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness.
You're listening to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today on Exploring the Word. We're ready to take phone calls. We've got a line or two open, and that number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And on our line today, we have from Arkansas, David. David, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thanks for taking the call, Bert and Alex. Like I told the guy that answered the phone, I'm a former law enforcement officer.
Amen.
Out in Lubbock, Texas for most part of it. And although it's been a while, I don't think people's hearts have changed much in everything that there's still not a vast majority of the officers out there that are 100% good folks. You know, I worked with quite a few, and that wasn't one of them that I wouldn't trust my life with. And I just appreciate what y'all are doing and praying for those folks, because if you haven't ever walked in a man's shoes, more especially law enforcement officer's shoes, you don't know what it's like. And it is a very trying occupation.
Amen, David. I thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. I want to tell you, I've been the pastor of law enforcement officers, and they've been some of the finest men and women that I've ever had the privilege of being a part of their lives. And I've worked with them. I remember one time I was called to this home, Alex, that there was an individual that was having problems, and I was involved, and I was there, and I went with them inside with a man that was, you know, threatening with a gun. And I thought, man, I did that one time. I can't imagine them doing it as much as they do. So, man, a big thank you, David. Isn't that right, Alex?
Absolutely. God bless you. And you know what? I want to read a scripture. We're going to go to calls 888-589-8840, but In Proverbs chapter 6, beginning at verse 16, it says, six things the Lord hates, seven things are an abomination to him. And it says, haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, and feet that make haste to run and do evil. And, you know, Bert, it breaks my heart, the shooting in Dallas. But online, there's video of people celebrating, dancing, and laughing after these dear law enforcement officers were falling to the ground dying. There were people celebrating and laughing and dancing. And folks, we need the Spirit of God to fall across this nation and give conviction over sin.
Amen. That's the reason I gave the name of at least three of the officers that died, and not the name of one of the perpetrators, the one that was killed. I want to tell you,
we don't want to give him any limelight.
We don't. Praise the Lord for these men, Brent, Michael, and Patrick, and their families. And I know there were two others and other men that were wounded, but praise the Lord and thank you for them. They do help restrain evil, and we thank God for them. David, praise the Lord. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to we're going to Texas and talk to Chris. Chris, welcome.
How you doing, buddy? Are you there?
We're here, brother. Go ahead. Are you from the Dallas area?
Yeah, I am. Right outskirts there. And I want to tell you, it's got everybody shooken up. It's, you know, I can understand the families and everybody losing, you know, the cops down there, you know, take the deal in Louisiana. You know, I can understand totally that wasn't right by that. But to have everybody just, you know, going into protesting and all that for around here, it's scary. It's scary. You know, they started rallying up. You know, they started balling up. We were driving down the road, and they were literally starting to rally up and ball up. And we got away. We just got away from it all. And, you know, we wake up the next morning, you know, this morning, and find out, you know, all this is going on and all these cops die. And it's just crazy. Or you know, I'm 37 years old, and I never would think, you know, from the whole transgender deal to now this, that it just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's just scary, man. And I just want to let you know, and the people out there, that God is in control, no matter what. God is in control, always is in control.
Okay.
And, you know, he did talk about it in the Bible about being, you know, praise to the people that go for justice. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Literally, that's right, you know, and so we're just shooken up, man.
Well,
so, you know.
Chris, we are praying for your community. And let me just give, man, before, you got to know the total, as much story as you can before you make, for we, I should say we, make judgments on this, that, and the other. You better be careful before you think it through and cast blame on individuals. And that's what happens. And, yes, there'll be people to blame and justice and responsibilities. But you need to look and see, make sure and pray that justice will prevail. Alex, thank Lord for those folks out in Texas. We need to be praying for them. Chris is an example of that, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And folks, all of this underscores how much we need leaders that will defend morality. Thou shalt not kill. That's one of the Ten Commandments. And literally the wording means thou shalt not commit murder.
That's it.
We need leaders that will stand up for our law enforcement officials and the rule of law and order in this country. And I've got a couple of things that need to be pointed out that I think maybe will help you if you defend our law enforcement people. But I know we've got calls. Bert, is the call board pretty full?
Yeah, it's pretty full today. This may be going over the weekend. I really want to hear from Earl in Killeen, Texas.
Okay.
Earl, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Welcome, brother. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, and thanks for taking me. And I just wanted to say, you know, as an African-American male, I thought what happened was really disgusting and just horrible. It wasn't God at all, man. And my heart just really goes out to those officers. I have some friends in the police, and than the police officers as well. So just keep them in prayer. And also, you know, on the other end, you know, the people who were affected and victims of police brutality, just keep those families in prayer too, because, man, they're really hurting too. But the killing is just wrong. So.
They are. I agree with you, Earl. Listen, we need to understand this. Alex and I do this all the time, Earl, concerning race. There's really one race, and that's the human race. And the others is pigment. And I used the illustration. I was on at noon with Crane Durham, and we were talking about it. It's just like flowers. You know, wouldn't it be boring if all the flowers were just yellow? But we have red, and we have yellow. We have all these different colors, and you were made in the image of God, and I'm not getting into a theological discussion of that, but praise the Lord for the different pigments of skin color. It really adds to our, you know, in the image of God, Alex. You know, if we could only see that. And in Christ, that's what happens. In Christ, we're brothers and sisters, and that's why if you're not saved and if you've never been born again and you're listening to today, and you say, man, this is bad. Listen, come to Christ. He desires to have that relationship with you. And if you need to know more, the number you can call is 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM, and there's somebody there that can help you. And we do pray. Alex, regardless of what's taking place, like in Baton Rouge and taking place in Minnesota, where there's still it looks bad, but we're still waiting for the the whole story, we need to pray for the especially the victims' families. They hurt as well, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And, you know, we need to be racially united in this country. Because, Bert, you said it. I mean, there's one race. I want to thank the caller for calling in. Brother, thank you. God bless you. You know, I'm always reminded about Revelation chapter 7, which talks about one day around the throne in heaven, there's a great multitude, cannot be numbered, every kindred, tribe, nation, people, and language standing there before the Lamb wearing white robes. It's going to be great. And you're right, Bert. You know, there's one race, the human race. There are, you know, different ethnicities. You know, I'm about as white as a ream of copy paper, okay? But praise God, there's this great, beautiful tapestry of ethnicities called the human race.
It is.
And you know, we need to love each other because, look, every person you ever meet is made in God's image. They're an individual that Jesus loves. And we need to show love too. But we also, like Romans 13 says, we need to maintain order. God gives individuals and nations the right to self-defense.
Amen.
And we just call on this entire nation to just live right.
What live a time. Right. Amen. What a time for churches and ministers of the gospel to step up to the plate and share the good news of Christ and also the desire to have unity within a community. And so all you that are Sunday school teachers and elders, deacons in your church, this Sunday, what a time to call people to the altar and just pray and seek the Lord as a nation. I hope you'll do that. And then when we call on Monday, you call in, let us know what God did. That'd be exciting. Hey, we're going to go to Ohio and talk to Lawrence. Lawrence, welcome to Exploring the Word. Lawrence, are you there?
Yes. Well,
go ahead, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm enjoying the show. Just like to let you know, first of all, I am a minister here, served in the military, have a lot of MPN and civilian officer friends. I don't think you could say what you said a thousand more times about, you know, all of us being united. And the sad part is, you know, that analogy about the flowers is good, but the fact of the matter is, no matter how beautiful they are, not everybody appreciates them. So, you know, we have to come together, and it's a shame that we don't bond together as a human race or as Americans until there is a tragedy. You know, as soon as September 11th happened,
everybody was praying together. Everybody was holding hands. Everybody, you know, and then for some reason we shy away from that as time goes on. So, you know, that's the first point I wanted to make. And the second point is, as you were reading out of Romans, you know, Chris was talking about, you know, the elected officials, you know, kind of being the mouthpiece of God. And that is true, you know, but the Bible calls for us not to just have faith, but to work as well. And so we have to ensure that the people that we are electing have, you know, God's agendas in mind, Amen. Opposed to their own agenda. You know, as I was waiting online, I heard the commercials about Target. And you know, we can pray for peace as much as we want, but this nation is going with this new tolerance things and everything they're going with Target. You know, we have to be a people that will not listen to the hype of the media and things like that, but will vote people, you know, we'll vote people in that will uphold the law of the Lord.
Amen, Lawrence. Amen, know, brother.
And not lie in their pocket.
Amen. Thank you. Listen, you're right on, and we need that, and we need to work together and need to pray. I go back to what I call him the great theologian Phil Robertson said, vote and vote godly as best you can, and do that as best you can. Isn't that right, Alex?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to say thanks to the caller for calling in and everyone listening, because, you know, exploring the Word is Bible study, but it's also encouragement toward righteousness.
Amen.
And we're salt and light.
We are
citizens, and it makes a difference.
I want to at least try to get one more calling in, and it's Joel from Arkansas. Joel, I hear you got a testimony. Would you share
sir.
It with us, brother? Go ahead.
Well, I'm a day late. Didn't have time to call in yesterday, but it's on my dad. He was a hard man growing up, a hard worker. Everything he done, he does 110%. Well, he told me one time when I was a kid, he got mad at me for something and told me I ought to just be a preacher. And it wasn't in a nice way that he said it. Well, when he was 64 years old, he had some surgery, and I gave him a Bible. And he read it from the front to the back, Genesis to Revelations, and he'll tell you, he said, well, I thought, well, I got this. He started a second time, and the Holy Spirit got to dealing with him. And by halfway through, he got down on his knees at the foot of the bed and accepted Christ as his Savior.
Amen. Amen.
And he's 81 now, and this man studies the Bible 2 to 4 hours a day, every day. He's taught Bible study for 10 to 12 years. And he is really dedicated, and you can tell the change that it's made in his heart. And to me, like with what happened in Dallas, you know, right now Satan is dividing our country between races and the sexual orientation thing and all that. To me, he's using all this and he's driving wedges in our country. And the Holy Spirit inside a person is the only thing that's going to turn us around.
Amen. Amen,
you know,
Joel.
If a person looks at it, if he's got the Holy Spirit in him, he's going to look at people different than he does if he doesn't have it.
Amen. Thank you for calling. Joel, I hate to cut you off. 81 years old, in the Word of God. Listen, if you've got lost loved ones, Alex, you don't need to give up, do you? You need to keep on praying, don't you?
Never give up, because God's Word does not return void.
It's been good to be with you, Alex. I felt like the last 2 days we've not done exactly what we do, but I feel like the Lord was in it, brother.
I agree. Folks, hope you go to church this Sunday and hope you'll continue to pray for America.
Keep praying for the revival that's taking place in Burlington, North Carolina. That God would just keep on bringing people to himself, and pray for those officers and their families in Dallas. Thank you again. Tell someone about exploring the Word, but more importantly, tell someone about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.